Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everybody. A lot of echoing, Carter, in that last imaging. Did you like that?
I did. I like the reverb.
Yes. A lot of that. We are your echoing reverb leader, at least for a couple minutes here. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook, News Talk, 830 WCCO. Let's line up those questions for Ask Adam Anything. Less than 30 minutes away. Good questions already come in. Let's go. Let's get more. Don't call in quite yet. We want a bunch of phone calls. We had a number of really good phone calls last week. The phone calls help a great deal. You don't want to wait on hold for 30 minutes. But you can text right now, 651-461-9226. If you had this narrow window and just wanted to leave a phone call because you got to go, but you podcast the show, what you could do is call our Ask Adam Anything hotline. What do we call it? A hotline, Carter, where they can leave you questions. Hotline.
Absolutely, it's a hotline.
Do you know the number for your hotline?
I do.
Go ahead.
612-370-0696.
Beautiful. Call that right now. Call Adam's hotline. Closed circuit. This could be another sponsored segment.
Maybe my good friends at Grunhofer's Meats will want to sponsor that.
When are we going to hear from Grunhofer?
I think a week from yesterday, I think so, next Monday, even though I won't be here.
Where are you going?
I don't know. Birthday, taking my birthday off.
You're taking your birthday off?
I am.
Is this 60?
Yep, 62. Actually, 61.
61 years old.
It just reminds me of your last birthday when I tweeted that you were 16? It was too close, and people were Chad, are you 16? And then you text me, hey, if you're going to do the joke, at least make it not believable.
Yes, exactly.
I thought maybe you'd get me back today this year. Adam is 50 today. Like, wow, Adam's 50.
I got one lined up for you already. Like I'm the maestro, by the way. Like, I know the comic genius. But like with Jason's yesterday, I did happy 74th birthday. You did I was 56 last year, my birthday.
Yes.
You do 60. I gotta. What did this year when I turned 57? Happy 58th birthday. I am leaving. I'm going to some warm weather this weekend. I thought you were going to some warm weather also.
Not warm this trip. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. Then I'll be very warm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Back to Europe. It seems like you go to Europe every couple of weeks.
No, not Europe. Not Europe.
I am going to my homeland for a few days.
Arizona.
A few days of R&D.
Yeah.
And I will enjoy it. I'm very, very fortunate to do that. Okay, let's get to what happened yesterday. The president's finishing a presentation and shouting out questions, right? And he's not going to take questions at this point. I guess he feels like now, Adam, I just did 2 hours of questions. I don't need to take any questions for a long, long time. Among the questions, Peter Ducey, from Fox News. Ducey, and they're all kind of shouting him out, right? Ducey asked this question. Do you think inflation is a political liability in the midterms? Okay. Obviously, that's just a baiting question, right? Because we all know, I mean, what president doesn't want to sign up for inflation? Yes. Yeah. Hey, how about a hostage crisis, too? Maybe an attack.
Yes.
You know, what else should we
say? Is that a good thing?
Exactly. How about if the world implodes? Is that a liability for? It's a baiting question. By the way, you know who was a maestro at those the previous 4 years? Jim Acosta.
Jim
Acosta, by the way, who well past Peter Ducey, in my opinion. I think both of you guys agree too. Move from a reporter to an opinion maker as he was covering the White House. That's fine if he wants to be that, but CNN, give me a break. Don't act like he was your White House reporter. Or let's just say, like others who go to the White House, they can be columnists. They can be people who, for a living, give their opinion. But Acosta was, in theory, their straight news political reporter. He gave that up about a year into it. Okay. So this wasn't to the Acosta level, but Biden with the mic on. Is it Brian Stetler? Is that the guy's name on CNN, their media guy?
Yes.
He's suggesting that Biden knew his mic was on. I'm not buying that. Biden says this, and I'll say the actual phrase once and then we'll move on. It's a great asset, the president said in a sarcastic tone, seemingly himself. More inflation. And I'm saying it once. What a stupid son of a bitch. Okay. No, Joe Biden shouldn't call him a stupid SOB. It's a dumb question. Okay. We know. It's just a baiting question. We watched this for years. It generates some action in the political circles and on Twitter. Okay. So Biden calls Ducey. They have a friendly conversation, some sort of apology of some sorts, even though Ducey wouldn't quite say it was an apology, but when he was out with Hannity, he said it was very friendly. And Ducey and Jen Psaki who go back and forth. Both have went out of their way to say it's a very cordial relationship. And we have watched this back and forth forever with the White House and reporters. But man, oh man, is the hypocrisy strong on this one. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. It's more for the Republicans on this one, but the Democrats, they're not exactly shrinking away themselves. Let's talk a little bit about that hypocrisy when we come back. You can chime in also any point you'd like. 651-461-9226. Dan Cook, tell us about your music theme for today.
Today, we're going to be hearing Alicia Keys as bumper music coming back. Ms. Keys, born on this day. You want to guess what year?
Alicia Keys, properly rated,
yes,
by the way. Amazing voice. I think she... Was she in the Voice? I don't watch The Voice a lot, but
I don't watch The Voice at all, so I can't tell you.
I'll guess 1978.
Okay.
78. I think she's a little younger than that. I'll go younger.
Okay, well, yeah, younger. Okay, well, narrow it right
over
down
the under. I mean, let's go.
I mean, I thought he said an over under. I'm going under or younger, whichever we'd like. So that's what I'm going.
Okay, she is younger than that. Would
Thank
you care
you.
To guess an actual year?
83.
Not born on this day, 1981. And Alicia Keys' real last name, by the way, is
Cook.
Is Cook.
Wow.
Yeah.
No? Is that right?
It's Cook. Yeah, that's her real last name. Yeah.
Wow. I do see the future. I mean, I had no idea.
Nailed that over-under, boy. Just, you know, you're all over that one.
Did I get it right?
You did.
100%. As I invented the game while it was going up. All right. So we're talking Biden, Ducey, Peter Ducey playing the role that Fox wants him to play, just like Jim Acosta was playing the role CNN wanted him to play. As the president finishes up and, you know, basically said, hey, is inflation good for you? You know, his actual question, do you think inflation is a political liability of the midterms? Okay, sure. That's a really debatable question. President sarcastically says, it's a great asset, more inflation, what a stupid SOB. An apology and the reaction. Okay, for the Democrats, Adam, where the hypocrisy is strong, they loved, so many of them loved when Jim Acosta would ask these type of questions to Donald Trump. They loved it. They reveled in it. They were like the pig in mud and just swimming all around in mud. They thought it was fantastic. So give me a break on that one. The Republicans, let's just review the previous president. Donald Trump to Jeff Mason one time. You're a criminal. To Peter Alexander. You're a terrible reporter. To Acosta, you're a rude, terrible person. I could go on.
Do we get any total sleaze? He had to throw a total sleaze.
For sure. The guy's total sleaze. Let's not forget the enemy of the people. Okay. Jim Banks. What a complete fraud this guy is.
This might be the most clueless tweet I've ever seen in my entire life.
Or it's masterful. I can't decide.
That's a good, yeah.
You know? Because Jim Banks, I mean, as MAGA can be. Have we ever seen a president attack and malign the free press like Joe Biden?
Five minutes ago. Yes, we have. Funny, yeah.
For 4 years, how about when Don would go to the events, point to him. Boo! You know?
Yeah.
They're terrible. Oh, they're awful. They're the enemy of the country.
T-shirts with nooses, you know, for journalists. Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. Good stuff. And it's still happening, by the way. There was a video that surfaced a couple days ago, this anti-mandate rally in D.C. Did you see that? Right. Some guy's talking to the reporter like, when the war comes, my first bullet's for you in the press. Anybody with press gets a bullet. Like, oh, yeah, so funny.
Really funny. And a great deal of that was driven by the 45th president in the United States. Not a shred of doubt. And Jim Banks basically saying to his followers, you're dopes or you're hypnotized. When he asked this question, have we ever seen a president attack and malign the free press like Joe Biden? Jim Banks, by the way, who doesn't make himself available for interview after interview. After its home team coverage. Let's also point this out where the hypocrisy is so strong for certain Republicans. It's not all Republicans, just like it's not all Democrats, okay? The amount of Republicans who revel in Let's Go Brandon. And by the way, you send that here or you send anything that connotes F you to Donald Trump, you're blocked instantly. Don't play some stupid game with me. Maybe that works with other shows. They're more patient. It's not going to, you'll be blocked instantly on the show if it's F you, Donald Trump. And if it's F you, Joe Biden, you're blocked instantly. And don't use your little code word and say, I don't know what you're talking. I don't know what you're talking about. So for folks who literally love and enjoy Let's Go Brandon, to offer the horror and the shudder. And I can't believe he said that, Adam and Dan, about Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And then you go back on the Twitter feed and it's Let's Go Brandon all over the place. I mean, the hypocrisy is just so, so strong. And again, Joe Biden shouldn't have said it. Absolutely not. Come on, you should be better. By the way, do we think probably every president behind the scenes has said things like that? But you know what? You're held to a standard. I have no problem with that. But come on. What? Try just a morsel of consistency.
I was just going to say, it's almost a rite of passage for every president. I remember, it seems like every president has been caught on a hot mic saying something about a reporter. I remember George W. Bush called some guy from the New York Times an a-hole one time. And that was,
yes.
Remember that was caught on a hot mic.
Adam Nagurney.
Yeah.
And then it was Cheney and Bush going back big time. Big time.
I think it was that guy is a world-class a-hole. Like,
yes.
And I'm sure there is, if we searched hard enough, there was a time when President Obama said something about a reporter, either on a hot mic or at least documented in some way.
And sometimes, Adam,
we should be,
they like the foil back and forth, don't they?
100%. Right?
And they each play a part.
And yes, we would like our leaders to be held to a higher standard and above that. But again, if this is something that gets your feathers all fluffy or whatever.
Well, but there is legitimate criticism to be leveled here.
Stop for a second. What are the feathers? What happens to the feathers?
They get fluffy. They get fluffed up.
Fluffy.
Your hackles raised.
You have to really see it because he's doing like a shoulder shimmy as he's saying that. But this is also the president that, let's all recall, on the very first day in office, told his staff, if any of you are disrespectful, I will fire you on the spot.
Yeah.
We have to reestablish respect in this country, that everybody has human dignity and deserves to be treated with respect.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume that should extend to members of the press, even members of the press that you may not like very much.
For sure. No doubt. I agree with it. Oh, it's just when Jim Banks, who is one of the prime soldiers for Donald Trump, and pay close attention. I'm sure Jim Banks was another one of those guys, the few times that he would answer questions when it wasn't from, you know, Newsmax or whatever. And it was one of those days, again, where Trump said something crazy. And what would they say all the time? I'm not aware. I don't pay attention to that. Yeah.
I remember that happening to you one time. A certain member of Minnesota's congressional delegation.
Tom Emmer. When it was, you know, whatever Trump said. And Tom, somebody I've known since I was 15 years old. Was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah, he did. Yes, he did. He was playing the game. So just at some level, are people ever willing to call out their own side? It's dwindling. It's just, and by the way, you don't have to just be on one side all the time. Maybe open your mind a little bit and say, you know, on this one, I kind of agree with the other side. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's dwindling. Okay, let's break on time and let's get to plenty of phone calls and texts for Ask Adam anything you want. He is ready to have his feathered. How do you get a hold of them? For text and calls, 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.